Rays looking to finish off a sweep of the Tigers. Erasmo Ramirez making just his second start since 2015, usually a reliever. Tough first inning facing Ian Kinsler.
A 0-2 pitch lifted down the left field line toward the corner to the small wall, and it's gone. On an 0-2 pitch, Ian Kinsler turned around a flat slider and gives the Tigers a 1-0 lead. Norris ready to pitch on its way. Here's a swing and a little looper down the right field line. Going to be a tough play. Collins coming over, and he can't get it. It falls in and gets by him. It gets by him. Robertson to score. Borges coming to third. He's going to be waved home. He will score. Souza Jr. on his way to third. He's going to get there, and the Rays take a 3-1 lead. It has been an adventure in the outfield for the Tigers this series.
That's a tough reach for Kevin Kiermaier and to be out in front of it. And you know, Norris doesn't want to see Longoria on deck. He's got to be confident he can throw for a strike, which I think that pitch was.
3-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a little looper out toward right over the head of Kinsler. And into right field for a base hit. Souza Jr. will score on the RBI single by Kevin Kiermaier. And the Rays lead is now 4-1.
It wasn't as far on the outside portion. Maybe he wanted to make sure he brought it in a little bit. And the Rays jump on top of Daniel Norris early. Lead 6-1 as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Mark's Hopel delivers, and the pinch is driven at deep left field. Daniel Robertson has just hit his first big league home run. On the first pitch of the eighth inning, Robertson laces one halfway up the left field stands, and the Rays lead is 7-1, and a moment for a lifetime for Daniel Robertson.
See if the Rays give him the silent treatment in the dugout. Everybody's still leaning up against the railing. Nobody's paying any attention to him right now. It's the high fives and handshakes from guys in the on-deck circle, but nobody in the dugout is doing anything. But he just barreled one up and absolutely crushed it. And since it's not local TV, I'm wondering if they're following him in the dugout.
They should, but they're not.
They are giving him the total silent treatment, and now finally they come over to give him some high fives and handshakes and some hugs. And
who's the trigger person that gets it, that breaks the tension? Down to McCann. Now he's got the sign he likes. Delivers 1-2 line drive, hooked to the left field corner. Did Souza get enough? It's gone! Home run! A line drive home run! Hooked in and over the cutout, right down the left field line, and it is 8-1 Rays, and Souza Jr. with three quarters of the cycle.
Well, it's Steven Souza Jr. is in a real, real good spot. And got a breaking ball that kind of hung up there for him, and he was able to drop the barrel on it and laser it out of here toward left.
The Rays go on to win it 8-1. They finish off the sweep. Ramirez, 5 innings, 2 hits, just the 1 earned run. He struck out 5. Souza Jr. finished a single shy of the cycle. The Rays get the sweep. They've won 3 in a row overall and find themselves above 500 at 9-8. Up next, they'll host the Astros for a 3-game series. It begins on Friday. Alex Cobb getting the start for Tampa Bay.